on this week's 3 and Out.
We all see it, and we all know we got to get a lot better at it.
The Broncos are 2-0, but they aren't satisfied. They continue to try and be a physical football team.
You know, the biggest thing right now offensively is, to me, is protecting the quarterback and finding a way to make big plays in this league.
On defense.
Are you kidding me?
The Broncos lead the league in takeaways, and now guys are getting healthy.
Heading in the right direction physically.
It's time for 3 and Out.
And that's what I'm built for.
Hello, and thank you for checking out this week's 3 and Out. I'm Phil Milani. We're outside here on the practice fields. A little bit later, we'll be joined by Chris Hall, Andrew Mason, Ben Swanson. We'll also check in with our social media department, answer a couple of your guys' questions on Twitter. But first, let's get straight to first down.
Snap, they bring four. Peyton bounces around, throws one. He's got a touchdown! Touchdown, Denver Emmanuel Sanders!
All right, time for first down, joined by Chris Hall now. And one thing that we've heard from the Broncos a lot is the team wanting to be physical. Yet head coach Gary Kubiak said recently they've had to throw to win some of these games, and they're 2-0 as a result. But hey, they've just ran the ball 34% of the time. You think that says more about how the defenses have been playing the offense, or is there something else going on there?
I think it's a handful of things. I think you start with the victory speeches we've been able to hear right after the game. Coach said, you know what I liked most? Other than the fact that this was a huge win. It starts there, right? They win the games, and that's what matters most. How can you fix winning them the way they've been talking about how they do want to win them all season? Let's go back to the two defenses we've seen up close. Baltimore here at home, very strong, very tough, that knew what the Broncos were going to try and do. And then take a look at Kansas City. At Kansas City, the Broncos started out trying to run the ball and then realized if they do want to win, yes, you kind of have to start throwing it, especially when Peyton Manning's getting hit the way he has been. Let's also take a look at what we've kind of seen from afar right now. What's going on around the league? Look at the two teams the Colts have played. I'm sure we all watched part of, if not most of, that Monday Night Football game last night. The Colts, they're coming off two back-to-back games against the Jets, and they started at Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills. Strong defenses that kind of force you to figure out how much you're going to continue running the ball. But again, two games in, everyone's learning together right now. Let's go back to what Lou Vasquez said in the offseason. Remember? Remember what he said?
No, tell me.
We in the fourth quarter want to feel the defense wilting. Wait, yes, their souls wilting in our hands. That's an incredible quote. And that comes from an entire offseason of saying, hey, we're going to commit to doing this the right way. So let them grow. Players in the locker room are saying, hey, look, it's two games. I think even Peyton Manning said himself, if we're 7, 8, 9, 10 games in, then it's a concern. But right now, they're working on it at the top of the division with two wins, so they can't be too dissatisfied with that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think that head coach Gary Kubiak likes Lou Vasquez's mentality.
Being physical is a state of mind. It's an identity. It's a commitment. You know, it's not something you talk about and go do. It's something you work at all the time.
The more reps we continue to get those guys, you know, build the continuity, our backs, you know, see what they're doing up there, let things sort themselves out. I think it's something that will get better as the year goes along.
All right, time for second down, joined by Andrew Mason now, and let's talk about this defense. Five takeaways against Kansas City, one of the top pass defenses in the league. What have you seen from the defense? I know it's just been two games, but what have you seen so far?
Well, let's not forget, one of those takeaways was actually on special teams.
Oh, on special teams.
Because it
yes,
was the it was the fumble on the punt.
Yes.
But doesn't dull the shine on what this defense has done at all at this point. I mean, you look at the takeaways it's forcing, and everything is coming from pressure. And even if the Broncos don't get sacks, they're getting pressure. They're making opposing quarterbacks uncomfortable in the pocket. I mean, you can look at some of the takeaways, and you can look at some of the throws that Alex Smith missed, and you can see pressure setting those up, even if he's not even getting hit. Yep. You look at the red zone interception. That Chris Harris Jr. had, and that was a result of pressure, but it was also a result of mixing things up pre-snap because the Broncos showed a blitz. They brought six up to the line of scrimmage, then pulled back, and the Chiefs really didn't have a chance to properly react to that, and they got caught off guard. I think you're going to see more and more of that as the season goes on. I think the Broncos, this pass rush, they go into it every game with almost a 5 to 7 point advantage because that pass rush forces everyone to kind of change what they do, and you're always conscious of where the edge rushers are, whether they're bringing the safeties up, whether the linebackers are blitzing. And so you've got opponents thinking about that. And so when you see a play like on the Harris interception where the defense shows blitz and pulls back, the offense really doesn't know where to go and it can't react fast enough.
Yeah, most definitely. Always need to know where Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, Shaquille Barrett. I mean, the list goes on. You got to know where those guys are on the field. And they'll be going up against a veteran quarterback this week in Matt Stafford. And he has one of the premier wide receivers in the league to throw to in Calvin Johnson.
I would even argue two of them. Obviously, Calvin Johnson's an elite, but Golden Tate is no slouch.
Yes, that's right.
Himself on the other side. And that's what's really taken the Lions offense to the next level the last years, is having Golden Tate as that complimentary target. But that's why you have Aqib Talib and Chris Harris Jr., why you have a Pro Bowl tandem, because there are weeks like this where you're going to have to go against two top shelf receivers who are both capable of game-breaking plays and both capable of beating an opponent by themselves if need be. So, this is the kind of game that they're here for. When Wade Phillips told them earlier in the offseason, hey, you guys are going to be on an island from time to time, it was for a game like this. The pass rush is going to get pressure, and we've seen so far this year that Matthew Stafford hasn't looked great when he's pressured, so I'm sure the Broncos are going to dial it up on him on the inside. And then you're counting on Talib and Harris to be the Pro Bowlers that they are and shut down elite receivers one-on-one on the outside.
Well, it'll certainly be a big game. The first Sunday night football game ever in Detroit. It's their home opener. They're 0-2, so they'll be hungry to get in the win column. And the Broncos will have to face a wide receiver known as Megatron.
Well, I mean, you can do things coverage-wise and stuff, but still the thing that's tough is just the jump balls and, the size. I mean, we all know what type of physical specimen he is. So regardless if you're doing things to double him or, to so-called take guys away, they're just so physical. It's a lot like DT, he's just so physical. Even though Kansas City was trying to roll people over the top and help, he just makes a lot of plays on jump balls and tough stuff like that.
All right, it's time for a third down, and now I'm joined by Ben Swanson, our editor extraordinaire. And on Monday, the Broncos kind of had a self-scout kind of practice, kind of different practice for this time in the season, able to do that because of the Thursday game. And they also saw the return of one of their players.
Right, it was kind of a neat practice. Kind of self-scout day, as you said, with the Thursday game. They had the weekend to themselves, and
yeah.
Monday was kind of different, beginning the week for the Lions. We did see Kenny Anunoke back out there. Haven't seen him since August 20th after a knee scope. Hasn't participated, I should say. Coach Kubiak said that they're really looking forward to him being back. Helps out their defensive line rotation with Derek Wolf out on suspension. So good to have him back participating after an impressive preseason game against Seattle, leading the defense in tackles.
Yeah, definitely. We've seen the Broncos get after the quarterback a lot, and now they'll add yet another pass rusher in Kenny Anunoke.
Kenny was playing really, really well in the preseason, so we were counting on him big time. I mean, to have him totally healthy, to have McCray totally healthy, now you start to have problems of who you're suiting up. So that's a nice problem to have. We have not had that problem up to this point.
It felt really good out there. It felt really good to get back out there with my teammates, have a little fun on defense. I've been chomping at the bit to get back out there, and my knee's finally ready to go.
Okay, it's fourth down, and it's time to punt over to our social media department and Scott Ward, who's at a remote location.
All right, thanks, Phil. I am also out here on the practice field. Our first question this week is from Ben Watson. He is at Benjamin_Bray. He wonders, why not bring back the pistol? Kind of a combination between shotgun and going under center. Mace, what do you think?
I don't think it's something that's certainly out of the realm of possibility, but when you go into the pistol, you're bringing the quarterback a little closer to the line of scrimmage, but you're also having the two backs behind him. I don't know that you're necessarily going to solve every problem by going to the pistol, and especially if you're going with a traditional pistol, which is one back behind the quarterback. If you really maybe want to get something different going, perhaps you have a modified pistol. Maybe you've got James Casey or Virgil Green lined up next to Peyton Manning and then tailback set behind the quarterback. That may get you the effective push that you need that isn't there in the shotgun. It wouldn't surprise me to see the Broncos experiment with that. And James Casey, who's seen limited action the first two games as a fullback, he made a great point on Monday when he said, you can get a physical power running game going out of the shotgun, and he didn't say out of the pistol, but you know, it's basically a shotgun type formation. It's just that the blockers have some different angles at which they have to attack defensive linemen, but you can get that power game going. You know, we're only in week three, so this offense is still evolving, growing into what it can be. It wouldn't surprise me to see the Broncos give the pistol a look at some point in the near future.
All right, thanks, Mace. Next question is from Ralph Ferguson. He is at DJ73104. He wonders, what is going on with Evan Mathis? Is he struggling, or is he just struggling to help the rookies on either side of him? Swanee, what do you think?
Offensive line has been a continuing progress, a work in progress, as Coach Kubiak has said. There is a kind of a sense of urgency with it. So they want to get this run game going, want to get the offensive line going. Coach Kubiak said, if you get the running game going, it tends to help in pass protection as well. So as far as Evan Mathis, I think we know he has the talent, you know, former All-Pro. It's not a question of talent with him, it's just a matter of chemistry. Last year we saw the offensive line kind of switch things up in the middle of the season. It took a while for them to get going. It might just be taking a while for these guys to get going after not having Mathis for training camp, not having him for OTAs, and not having him for the preseason. So it may just be a matter of time and chemistry getting that cohesion together.
All right, thanks guys. Always appreciate your insight. Although Benjamin, you did only get one right in our digital staff pick'em this week. Not very good. Phil, back to you.
Thank you very much, Scott, and thank you to the rest of the guys, Chris Hall, Andrew Mason, and Ben Swanson. Hope you enjoyed this week's show. I'm Phil Milani, and that's been 3 and Out.